The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Ryan Abbott is going to join us in his first game back in the competition. We touched on that preliminary final of, they beat them in the elimination final of 2016, I should say, in the last game that this man played for the Grovedale Football Club was the preliminary final of 2016, and he's been good enough to join Josh Conway. I speak of Ryan Abbott. Buzz?
He has. Thank you, Kingy. Ryan, how enjoyable was that, mate?
Yeah, amazingly good feeling. Really good final. I was just having a chat to Nathan Deans as soon as we got off the ground, and we were just saying how fun it is to play with a young team like that. It just brings so much excitement to the game and every possession. You know, during that third quarter, we sort of felt like we were on the back foot a little bit, but just these young lads are just bringing energy to every contest, and it makes the game so much more fun for us.
What's it like being back, mate? I know obviously you've got your VFL commitments on the side as well, but not just today, but since you have returned to the Grovedale Footy Club, what has the experience been like?
Yeah, it's been really good. So I just wanted to come back and have some fun and be a part of my local footy club and junior footy club that gave me so many opportunities. So I just wanted to come back and enjoy my footy and hopefully pass on some things to some young lads. And that's what I'm doing at the VFL program as well. So Fraser's given me a pretty long leash in terms of what I can and can't do in the way of coaching and teaching at training. So, it's been really fun. And I feel like I've slotted back in after, 4 years away. So it just feels like I'm back at home.
Rabbit, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jace Doherty and Kirsch in the K-Rock box. Am I right in saying that prelim final was your last game and the only two blokes that are left from that game are Speedy and Luke Ford? And everybody else is either...
Yeah, you would probably know better than me, but I'm pretty sure you're right there, yeah.
You've had to learn some young blokes' names, I suspect.
I have, yeah. It's a pretty steep learning curve, especially only being down for one training per night because of VFL as well during pre-season. I had to learn pretty quickly, yeah.
I reckon you know Tom Gillett's name pretty well now.
Yes. It's funny, when I had a meeting with Fraser about coming down to Grovey probably just before Christmas, he was telling me about... we've got Deansy still here, we've got Cammy Delaney, and he doesn't mention any of these other lads like Tommy Gillett and Jack Chute and Lockie Smith, all these talented kids that I knew nothing about. So it's been really fun to, get to know them and be a part of their journey.
When Shane O'Brien and Nate Tweddle at the VFL go, look, Rabbit, we want to know, how Lockie Smith went. Do you give him an honest appraisal, which means he probably finds himself in the VFL side? Or do you say, look, I think he needs a bit more time at Grovedale? Yeah.
It's a bit of a dilemma, isn't it? I could probably talk up the likes of Charlie Wilson, who played for Bell Park today, and give him a bit of a pat on the back.
But, yeah, Isaac Wareham and guys like that.
I think our lads have a little bit to work on. Yeah, absolutely.
Ryan, they've obviously the factory of junior players at this club has been well noted for a long time, and not to put a dampener on it, but there probably needed to be some more success. Do you feel like there is some success around the corner with such a young team that I've got goosebumps actually talking to you about the fact that you feel like they're ready to go?
It's a really good question. And I agree with you completely. We've really always nurtured some pretty good talent through our junior programs, but the problem's been sort of the retention and getting those guys to carry on with their footy and sort of getting them into our reserves and seniors teams, because I think it's pretty well noted that we don't recruit really heavily at the moment, apart from that 13, 14 years where we got some good players in. We've got a bit of a focus now on bringing those boys through and giving them opportunities, and that's been happening for the last 2 or 3 years, so we're sort of starting to see the fruits of that now.
Ryan, I know you've played AFL and you've played in front of some big crowds, and the VFL gets some good crowds sometimes, but just tell me about today's crowds. Surely those momentum swings when they were going your way and Gillett's running into open goals. Surely the Grovedale faithful was spurring you on out in the field there.
Yeah, there's no better feeling. It's crazy that you can even compare, 60,000 at the MCG to, I don't know how many we had here today, but geez, they were loud. There really is no better feeling, and it means even more when it's your own club.
Yep.
and the guys here, they get around the club, win or lose. So it's really good to give them something to cheer about.
I can tell you what, I didn't see a hand down when the siren went, mate. They went berserk when the siren went out on that hill. So it was fantastic to see. It really is good to see.
Yeah, been a long time coming for them.
Well, Rabbit, we really appreciate your time. Great to see you back in the GFL, and you're here of your own accord. You had the opportunity to play on at St Kilda this year, but you made the call that life needed to begin for you now outside the AFL bubble, and I think we're all benefiting from that, and we look forward to seeing you throughout the year, and hopefully more in the yellow and black than the Geelong VFL navy blue and white, but that'll be yours and the club's call. But I reckon, do you get to a point, though, Ryan, when you go, where you might have to balance it up and go, hang on, there's a chance of some success here, and you know you want to be part of it?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's something I've thought about a lot. And you know, Shane O'Bree down at the VFL is, you know, we're pretty honest and we have a pretty good relationship. So there's a bit of give and take, and there's going to be times where you know, there might be some tough calls, and I'll probably just have to you know, step up and play some VFL football, and that's, you know, that's why I signed up to do that. You know, I still want to play VFL football when I'm needed as well. So, yeah, there'll just be those times where we'll have to make those calls, and the good thing is I'm happy to go either way. So we'll just see what happens through the year, I think.
All right, good luck, whatever happens. Look forward to seeing you again on K-Rock Football.
Thanks very much, guys.
Ryan Abbott joining us there. Fantastic work by Josh Conway.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.